of 14 through 16 in delinquents, and they'll be in a positive amount. I understand what the programmer is saying. You don't like to work in negatives. We have had negatives before. But to me, that's going to be your cleanest. And to know that it's done on that, that's just my thought. So I'll make the motion that we approve it, Exhibit C, with December 11th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
How do we need to move forward with that? Is that something that you guys essentially decide, or is that something that we need to be involved in the decision on how to move forward?
I'm just going to say that with that motion, then I would take a sense that you're laying it or giving it to the collector and the assessor if he has a part either way to work it out. I mean, the collector's the one that has to go through all the watching the details.
So if you guys have any questions on it, just let us know. And the first step was to approve the abatement. Mm-hmm. And then if you need something, if you need direction or if you want direction that we need to be involved in, I guess, come back to us and ask.
Is the 17 has already been abated down from the 20 down?
Correct.
Yeah.
So are we abating it on down to zero and go ahead and starting the credit this year if we go that route?
We'll need to redo that.
Abated the 17 because we already had the big value on there before that he notified us of the problem. So can we ask you, is that what we're going to amend that abatement to zero? Is that
the route?
Why? We have to be able to give the customer enough time to, if they need to pay it, and then be credited back.
Why don't you... we can add it for tomorrow because we'll be here for budget.
So you want more detail from the
Why don't you find out what they think on how to do it? Is that fair to you guys?
Yeah, I'd like a legal opinion on it.
Just on how to move forward or how to do what we're trying to accomplish.
You have to do something to keep it on the agenda.
We'll just have it. I mean, it's 9:19, so we'll have it on the agenda for tomorrow. And then, Sheila, did you want them to talk to the auditor's office as well?
Well, if she talks to the auditor before she speaks with the others, she'll know the answer then. And
okay.
I think I know what they'll be, but the auditor needs to say that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next set of abatements are erroneous assessments, and those are abatement numbers 203, 616, 618, 619, 620, 621, 622, 624, and 625. Just a note, abatement 203, 620 is an actual increase. Starting with 616, state assessed, added, what's a IMPR stand for? Improvements for 98, value changed per 2016 summer BOE, values changed in error after local assessment had been submitted to the STC, State Tax Commission. 617, change description from dummy parcel to CWIP. And removed assessed value. All property for 2017 is assessed at the state level. 618, erroneous assumed full basement. It was a partial basement. 619, flood damage, removed percentage amount. This here is 620. That is the one that is increased, and the structure had been omitted from the assessment. I believe, from my understanding, it was put back on. 621, condo letter not received for 2017, removed commercial value. 622, erroneous, the condo, the owner actually lives in this condo. 624, I do not have any spatial notes on it.
It says deleted combined with 37.
Those were tax sale property that gentleman wanted to put them all together.
625, erroneous, was assessed with finished basement. Is that actually an unfinished basement?
6-17 I don't have a 617 listed. I do see that's the Empire 617. You mean it for it to be in with that, and you read it to be with this. I just don't have it on my sheet. I've got 616, 18, 19, and so forth.
That was a dummy partial, and I did not mean to actually read it. It's the one that it was a dummy partial put in for, what's his name? State Tax.
Jim Kyle,
and it had been, and it actually was not actually an abatement where they took it out, and it was a mistake when they put it into the abatement.
So we do not want 617.
617 is not in there. It's false.
So these are the actual abatement on this sheet here. What we always label as the exhibit. That's correct. Okay.
Yes.
Move to approve Exhibit A with today's date 12/18/2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
So this is a refund for 16.
And then the last one is personal property paid abatements, which is a refund for 2016. Abatement number is 300210.
Move to approve. Let's label this Exhibit B. Move to approve Exhibit B with today's date of 12/18/2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all I have today. Thank you all.
Thank you.
I've got a couple if I could run by you quickly, hopefully quickly. One of them we just found Friday was a house had been taken down in 2016. We still had it on the book. And so there was a request for 2017 that structure values be taken off. Actually, that was a new house now.
Okay.
Anyway, the house was not there. It was torn down in 2016. We still have it on the books. So 2017, we need to take that off.
So just going to be a vacant lot then?
Yes.
Doing
the house is complete.
Does it? So you're wanting a refund on 2016?
No. He hasn't paid it yet. And that's one reason I was wondering if he
hasn't paid 16 or 17?
For 17.
It's going to be.
So you wouldn't have to pay the higher amount for the refund.
It's going to be a 2017 abatement?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Can we read the parcel number into record?
I say, do you have the parcel number and all the information?
Yeah.
Miss Neely, does it need to go through? Do you guys need to do anything?
If you'll do a parcel number, then Wesley can put it in the system and assign a BOE number to it for your record. You'll need a parcel number.
A BOE number?
We assign it.
Sorry. No. I was making sure. Yeah.
You're right. Quarter number.
Parcel number is 08-9.0-31. -003-002-011.001.
And actually, I said we'd enter it. Actually, the assessor's office is going to have to enter it, and then it'll come across, and we'll just process it.
Lynn may have already entered it. Have you?
That one I entered, yes.
Yeah, so she's already got it in the system. Okay. It would make the approval quicker.
So they can get the correct bill.
Yeah.
And so that's that's an abatement on 2017?
Correct.
Due to they tore the building down?
no structure there for 17.
And then what was, do you want to do both of them?
No, there's one
just 17.
Oh, I thought you said there was a couple.
No. Oh, the other one I don't need your approval on, but okay. I would like to present some to you.
Make sure I say this parcel number right. Move to approve the abatement for parcel number 08-9.0-31-003-002-011.001.
For 2017.
Correct.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you. The last thing I have is back 2-3 weeks ago, we received a phone call from the new Fritz Adventure. And when they turned in their business personal property, I'm going to stop right there and pass the buck to Lynn because she's had her hands on it. But they made an error, and it's quite a large error as far as assessment value.
Okay, so when they submitted their value to us, it was just one number. That included the freight, the shipping, and taxes. And so that needed to be removed from their assessment. So it would have went from $1,911,244 down to $1,132,271, which is a difference of $254,061 assessed.
Is that for shipping and...
Right, and
we should have just charged the basic,
and then what is the what's the, so that's the assessed value?
The assessed value would be lower
by $254,061.
Correct.
What is that in real dollars? Do you know?
I believe it's 700. Oh no, the amount of, it's lower.
The tax amount.
$778,900.
No. I'm sorry.
No.
Their actual, what they're having to, what are the districts going to be losing out on?
That's the $778,000.
Is that the assessed valuation that's going away?
That's the appraised.
That's appraised.
Okay.
So the assessed value.
The assessed value is $254,061.
Multiply by 3.2.
Be a third, right?
Is it paid yet?
No.
Okay.
The original value would be $568,793 assessed.
You asked if it was paid, Sheila, but the effect on the school districts affects their levy setting.
Yes.
But $700,000 is not going to be a significant effect.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Is what? Okay.
This is personal property.
This is personal. Mm-hmm.
So, have you written abatement so they can get the correct bill?
We don't have
well,
to do it.
I don't think we have
no, to. No, I'm saying personal property, they don't
it
have
to. It can be a personal
it'll,
property abatement.
It
does.
It would
be a personal property abatement. We don't need it.
Right. Right. We don't
they
have
will
a,
have to have done it to get the bill.
The commission will eventually approve.
We'll approve the, yeah, the change.
Right.
So you present those to us every, yeah.
I've not written the abatement.
Okay. That's what I was wondering, because if you had, then we'd get that exact tax amount. I think that's what.
Right. That's what I was trying to figure out.
Okay. Do that.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted you all to be aware, because it was a large thing. Lynn and Linda both had made an appointment without me. Walk the structure and work with the people involved. It was just, it was their first year, and they just had taxes and all that in there. That wasn't,
they probably saw what their bill was for all the stuff and just turned that over to you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good they caught it now before.
Yes, yes. And the last thing, Lynn is going to be covering with the help of Mary Hirsch. Linda's spot. She retired Friday. And so if you need got a question, business, probably get a better answer from Lynn than you will me, for sure. Anyway, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You guys missed out today's, I guess, ugly sweater day. Is that ugly or is that festive?
Today is the Taney County Cookie Exchange that's taking place in the commission, in the county clerk's conference room. So you all are welcome to come in and get you a cookie or a cupcake or whatever.
If we don't have any to exchange, can we still come in and get one?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And you are dressed as the host.
Sure.
We're just the building. Everybody has brought cookies from all over the place. Sheriff's deputies. The table is covered. So come eat it because we don't want to see it all the time.
Well, good.
We thank you.
I just want to come and see Wesley's. Can I get a picture with you?
Yep.
All right, Wes. Come on.